welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 11 today of season 19, and we've got an in-conversation show today. So I've got the breakthrough independent artist joining me in the middle of the show, so please stick around, because it is my friend Kit Wakely. Now, he hit number one on the Billboard Hard Rock Song Sales Charts just a few weeks ago. And on the song that hit the charts at number one is Joe Satriani, one of my guitar gods. So Joe Satriani is featured on the song, very classical sounding track with a very serious hard rock element coming in by way of Joe Satriani. So you have to listen to the interview and the song, which comes up in the middle. But without further ado, let me introduce our six breakthrough independent artists of the week on the show with our six certified indie songs. So we kick off with Miami Heat. Now, that's the song name, Miami Heat, and the artist is called Sufiano. The first three songs on today's show are very jazzy. You know, I'm in the mood for jazz, you know, and I've got Kit joining me on the show, and his song may not be jazz, but it's still classical. So it's just, in my head, it's still in that same kind of sphere, you know. So we kick off with Miami Heat by Sufiano. This is a beautiful kind of Latin jazz sound to this song. I really like this. It just kind of reminds me of Costa Rica, because I was on tour in Costa Rica performing across that beautiful country with some amazing musicians and close friends of mine from Costa Rica. It's a band called Nagma, giving them a big shout out today. So they were with me, and we just had the most amazing time. And this song kind of just reminds me of South America, really. Followed by a song called Image of Your Face. Now, this artist is Susan Vesna. And now, Susan is to be featured on our upcoming WOA TV show. Now, we are kicking off season 5 of the WOA TV show. And Susan Vesna's song is selected. The music video is selected for that show. And we are also now supporting Susan Vesna, her music, her song, you know, across commercial radio and hundreds of our playlist partners and radio and venue partners and stuff like that, because we really like her music. Now, this is, again, jazz, vocal jazz, pop jazz, I would call it. Image of Your Face by Susan Vesna. I really like the song. Followed by My Valentine, and this is by Suzanne Garzana. Now, Suzanne also plays with me in The Real Indie Project, which is a band I kind of formed together during the lockdown period to join me on my Devil Is Back album. And Suzanne is one of the best saxophone players I know personally. And this is one of her songs. She's singing on it. She just does some amazing music. So this is Suzanne Garzana with My Valentine. And then, of course, we've got Kit Wakely joining us. Do stick around for this wonderful interview with Kit Wakely, talking about his song Conflicted, featuring Joe Satriani, and how they got to number one on the Billboard chart. And then we've got, of course, Kit's song Conflicted, which is the song with Joe Satriani. I really want you guys to listen to this. It's just very different from what we play on our show, but it's just wonderful to see different genres being mixed, because that's what I love doing, mixing different genres, East and the West, or world with rock and hip-hop, with pop, you know, stuff like that. So this is classical with hard rock, amazing stuff. And then we've got one of my favorite artists called Robin Reese. This is Robin's song, My Mountain. Now, this song is also selected for the Independent Number Ones compilation, which is going to be released in a month or so. And last but not least, we've got Clark Ford, one of my favorite country artists, with a pop song. So this is a song he has produced called Throwing Our Love Away. Now, this is very different from his other music that we've played and supported. And this is his new song that WOA are backing in a big way. Also, Clark's other song, which is more chill out, is going to be featured on the Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 10, which is releasing just in a couple of weeks. I'm very, very excited about this album, because the last Goa Chill Out Zone edition, Volume 9, hit number one in the UK on the iTunes charts. God only knows where number 10's going to go, because this is our 10th anniversary album. We're going all out with the marketing and the support, and the fans are all looking forward to it. The artists, we've got several of our top artists, you know, the artists on WOA who have hit the Billboard charts, who have hit the iTunes charts. They're all on this album, so I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. One of my songs is going to be on it too. So that's it for today. These are the 6 certified indie songs. I hope you enjoy it. And stick around towards the end, because I'm going to do our very special live studio jam. I'm going to do a special song at the end of the show. I still don't know what song it is, because I listen to the show and I get inspired and then I just do a song. So it's going to be a cover song, because I kind of like to introduce a new cover, something that I don't usually do on my garage sessions or my live gigs with my band, with the Oliver Sean Band. So this is a song I'll do, and then if it goes well, if it turns out good, we'll then incorporate that into our live gigs. So stick around to the end of the show. Today's a feature-packed show. So I hope you enjoy it. Oliver Sean signing out. I'll see you at the end. Ciao.
Oh, your face and be in the presence of you. But in these crazy times, there's not much we can do. I long to get to know you, just us two alone. But all we can do now is email, text, or phone. I'd love to feel your touch and drink your essence in. Someday we'll have a chance to maybe start over again. Somewhere in time and in another place, we'll be able to have that physical embrace.
Smile that's on your face and the love that's in your eyes, to the one I dream at night, will I miss you all the time? All the laughter that we share, all the love that's in the air, just the thought of you, my dear, makes me smile throughout the year. You're my
I'm gonna get it.
time. All the laughter that we shared, all the love that's in the air, just the thought of you, my dear, makes me smile throughout the year. You're my one and only Valentine, forever, for all day. Our love is true and pure in every kind of way. As the days and weeks go by, as the changes with all time, there is one thing.
Right, folks, so today I'm very, very excited to introduce to you a friend of mine who is also a fellow Grammy voter and now also a fellow Billboard Top 10 charter, but he's done one better. He just hit number one on the Billboard charts, and it's none other than Kit Wakely. Kit, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Rockstar?
How does it feel to be number one, my friend?
I'm a little euphoric for right now. I'm going to embrace it.
Amazing. But better than that, I mean, I shouldn't say better than that, but for me as a guitar player, and a lot of my friends and listeners of the show who are big rock fans, you have collaborated with Joe Satriani, the god, you know. So how was that experience?
Oh, it was an amazing, and nothing short of amazing. And the guy just is one of the nicest people on the planet. And okay. For someone to treat you as an equal of his stature,
right.
it's a hell of an affirmation as an artist on my part.
Amazing. So Kit, the song is called Conflicted. And now I should tell all our listeners, now Kit composes like massive symphonic compositions and stuff like that. So this is basically, he has taken this classical piece and he's brought in Joe Satriani to kind of add in the hard rock element, which took him to number one on the hard rock digital song sales charts. So Kit, give us a little more, give us an idea about your music, man. Let people get to know about your music.
Oh, sure. I grew up, you know, being a rock and EDM guy.
Okay.
And as I was getting into licensing, I was being required to, you know, use more orchestral instruments. And so once I heard my first real composition with a full orchestra, I have to be honest, I just geeked out, if you will. So I just started kind of following the epic kind of path that Hans Zimmerman does. I'm so sorry.
I just want to let everybody know, guys, this is from Kit's side, okay? It's not in the studio.
No, this is my bad. Once I got really passionate about the orchestral path, you know, similar to what Hans Zimmerman does,
yeah.
It was more fun to throw in my first love, which is rock music. And so I just grew up loving everything from, you know, the 90s and moving forward,
yeah.
From... And you add that element, that depth and color to an orchestra, and you appeal to a lot more people than just orchestral or rock themselves.
Correct. Yeah. So what was your first orchestral piece, and how did you kind of decide to kind of put your composition to like a symphony and say, okay, you know, arrange it for that?
You know, like I said, I was doing licensing and doing a lot of, you know, using VSTs for strings,
yep.
And stuff.
Yep.
And it just kind of took on a life of its own. I composed something for a friend of mine.
Okay.
He commissioned it. And I have no idea why, but I decided to go to Macedonia and record that along with 11 other tunes.
Nice.
With their orchestra choir. And it just kind of took a life of its own after that.
Amazing.
In my, as far as what I do for music.
So are you planning to stick with this style of music now? Or are you going to go back to your first love of EDM and rock and things like that?
I'll continue to do this focus.
Okay.
The beauty of this is a few things. We are going, by doing this, we're able to produce a volume two where it's pure orchestral.
Okay.
One of our peers, her husband, does a lot of James Bond, the Transformers, et cetera. So he's producing the orchestral piece, you know, version only.
Right.
And then we're actually doing an EDM version, just a really hardcore EDM. And then the third is Joe, myself, a few other well-known guitarists. We're fairly confident Steve Vai and Nita Strauss will be on it. We're going to do a volume three with all those particular guitars. So it gives you a lot of flexibility to squeeze the juice.
So hang on, is it the same compositions or new compositions per volume?
We'll add one or two new ones.
Okay.
Joe enjoyed the project, so he did three more that we're going to put on volume three.
Super.
And then Andy Timmons, I'm not really sure if you know who Andy is, but he's Joe and Steve. He's their best friend. He's remarkable. And so Nita Strauss is Steve's protege.
Yeah, I know Nita Strauss, yeah.
And she's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Just a volume three. We'll add a couple new tunes just for fun.
Awesomeness. Kid, tell us more about your musical journey. You know, what instruments do you play? When did you start? You know, when did you get into music? Tell us some background. Give us some background.
Sure. I mean, I think like a lot of people, you know, I started out in, you know, school playing an instrument, trumpet, and then girls don't like trumpet players, but they like guys who are in a band, guitar players, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I always tell people that I looked at Steve Tyler and Mick Jagger and those guys, and they were all ugly and had hot chicks. So rock music might be the path to go. And then, you know, like a lot of us, you know, we toured, we played clubs, we had hoped for that, you know, proverbial big record deal. And eventually I just started producing for other people. I still do. I do everything from country to EDM to rock to pop. So I really enjoy getting to produce for others. Nice. As a change of pace, but I like what I'm doing now, full time.
What part of America are you based in?
Right smack dab in the middle. It's Oklahoma. I don't know how well you know American.
I did a Heartland tour in 2018. So we did Iowa, Illinois. We popped into, I think, what was it? South Dakota. I think so. So places like these. So you're not too far from there, are you?
Next time, I'll con you into stopping by here.
Hey, I'm hoping next time we're jamming together on stage.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Cool. So the song is Conflicted. We're going to be playing Conflicted now. But I remember you talking about also doing something at Abbey Road Studios when we were, you know, during the Grammy time when we were talking. So what happened with that project? Is this the same project?
Yeah, it's the same project.
Okay.
We did the London Philharmonic and the London Voices there at Abbey Road.
Okay.
And I don't think I'll see any other studio from now on.
Cool. Once you record there, you don't want to do anything else, do you? You just want to stick there.
Oh, gosh, they're amazing. Amazing.
It's expensive, but amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Conflicted is the single. What's the album called?
Symphony of Sinners and Saints.
Symphony of Sinners and Saints. Okay. Kid, before we go, can you tell everybody where they can find you online and things like that so they can, you know, I'm sure you've got a lot of people in the UK and Dubai and India who are going to want to check you and Joe Satriani going crazy.
Yeah, the UK's been very good to me, by the way.
Really?
Just kitwakely.com.
Okay.
For Spotify and all those DSPs that we're all used to.
Yeah, of course. Facebook, Instagram, it's all Kit Wakely, right?
Yes.
Kit, it was great having you on the show, my friend. Congratulations once again on the number one on Billboard.
Thank you so much.
And I hope to see you tuned in to my show on Sunday so I can give you a shout out to all my fans who listen in, because I'm sure they're going to want to check out Joe Satriani and you.
Thank you so much. I'll look for the link as well.
Awesome. All right, Kit. Cheers, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Thank you.
other side of my mountain, north of where I was born. Life has been a lot of climbing, forests, mountains, rivers. Tall tree yields, wind blows clean. Cold, cruel, grays, browns, and green. Summer sky blue, running water smooth. Summer grass.
Throwing it all away.
Everything I got, I was hot, loved you a lot, was patient, thoughtful and kind, like I was taught, never fought, till you got caught. But you got some endless need inside, you keep trying to hide, it's taking you for a ride, taking over your life, I'll never be your wife. It's like you got a big hole in your soul you can't fill. A need you keep trying to feed, but you don't need me. Get some therapy. You'll have to find somebody else who doesn't care about herself. But I got too much going on, so it's time that you were gone. Yeah, you'll have to find somebody even more messed up than you. I've got a lot more self-respect than back when we first met. Baby, you're lying to me again. Baby, baby, you're lying about everything. Don't you know I can't trust a word you say? Yeah, baby, you're throwing.
So I hope you enjoyed those six certified indie songs of the week, and also that wonderful interview I did with Kit Wakely. Yeah, we had a lot of notifications coming on from Kit's computer, I think. But nonetheless, we got through the interview, and I hope you enjoyed it. And now, time for our live studio jam. And I've decided to do, you know, I always do a cover song on the WFM 99 Radio Show live studio jam. But today I decided to do one of my very first songs that I ever wrote or ever released, you know. I wrote this song when I was like 17 years old. It's called You and Me, and this is me doing it for you guys today, just you and me. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you soon. Ciao, enjoy the song.
Maybe hundreds of miles away from me, but it don't matter, 'cause we know how close we're gonna be. It's just a matter of time before I get to see you. Nothing's gonna stop me, 'cause loving bears to you, it's just you. The skies and the horses and the deep blue seas. We can talk about our future. How about a cottage by the sea? We can dance to the radio, girl, all alone, just you and me. And every day getting stronger. This waiting's gonna pay up the day we see each other. And when I kiss you, there'll be thunder and lightning. We'll feel the passion, we'll feel the love combining. It's just you and me, the moonlit sky and the horses and the deep blue seas. We can talk about our future. How about a cottage by the sea? And we can dance to the radio, girl, all alone, just you and me. Couldn't go on living without you. When I found you, I found you. found my future, and I found my heaven. It's just you and me, moonlit skies and the horses and the deep blue seas. We can talk about our future, how about a cottage by the sea? We can dance to the radio, girl, all alone, just you and me. You and me. You and me.
Right, so I hope you enjoyed that song. That was, I wrote that song when I was like 17, I think. And the recording that's out there, you know, on the album and also on the music video is literally a live recording that was done while I was singing it in the studio and everything. And then it was also recorded live on Sky TV when I did a special showcase TV show on the Sky network in the UK. So if you missed that video, go check it out on YouTube. It's somewhere there if you just go to my YouTube channel. And by the way, guys, please go subscribe to my YouTube channel, okay? It's at Oliver Sean, just youtube.com/ Oliver Sean. I'll see you next week, guys. I've got PM, my friend, joining me to talk about our Blues Dance World Edition that we're going to be releasing very soon. So I'll be here again next week, same time, same place, on the WOA FM 99 radio show. Oliver Sean saying good night, everybody.